is the Jenny Song 923 right here on the WEBO Morning Show.
I've tried calling that number so many times.
Who did you get?
Nothing.
Nothing?
Sorry, we're unable to take your call.
You got to dial the area code now. So I guess that would be 607, huh?
Yeah, or whatever.
Whatever. So yeah. There it is.
You might not get Jenny. You may get Henny.
Anybody that picks up, yeah. So that's where we start here. And we are proud to go and welcome to the morning show. We go Mayor Mike Baranek. Good morning.
Good morning.
All rise.
All rise.
How about that?
The staff of Rise there, yes. We also have in studio Charles Plater this morning, former deputy mayor. Good morning, Charles, and welcome.
Good morning and welcome.
And, of course, we have Lou here as well. And Dave is way back there in the second row of seating right now, as we've had quite a few people stop down this morning to well wish and say hi. We appreciate everybody that has done that for today.
You know, Matt, the beautiful part of all these people coming in this morning, they've all brought in a little treat, or there's a lot of treats out there on the big table.
Yeah.
But I didn't find a chicken wing anywhere.
You did not, and you particularly didn't find a rooster wing, but let's segue right in right now. Charles is doing the chicken dance here in the studio.
Now, are you putting this on you Facebook Live?
Yes, we are.
Oh, okay, good.
Of course we are. Come on now. Look, Lou's doing it too. We got it all together. So, for those that might have missed it on Monday, it looks like the resolution basically to go and pass some legislation differing between chickens and roosters is now going to be going and taking the forum for a vote. So here to tell us all about legal proceedings is Mike Barana, our mayor here. So Mike, what's happened?
So we got the rooster law. So I've seen a lot of misinformation. People think we outlawed chickens and stuff like that. We haven't done that. The only thing up is maybe to not allow roosters, and that we voted to go to a public hearing August 17th. So,
on roosters?
On roosters.
Not chickens.
Yeah.
Not chickens. Chickens are different.
Yeah,
or hens.
Perfect. So how did that come out? Originally, they were trying to define the difference between a chicken and a hen. How did that...
How do you do legislation on that?
Well, yeah, it's interesting, right? I mean...
Is your attorney there?
Yeah, always.
Mike, isn't it technically gestating chicken and non-gestating chicken?
I don't know, yeah, probably.
I want to make sure that we're correct to the letter of the law here in the Empire State.
Oh, the law defines what a rooster is and what a chicken is, so.
Okay, yeah. And what is that?
Oh, God, I don't remember. Basically, if it clucks or crows or whatever, you know.
The feathers do kind of give it away, Lou.
Yeah,
I can tell immediately which one is which.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I mean, you know, that's not hard to decide.
Okay. So why did the village have such a hard time?
Do you want one in your backyard?
Well, crowing, I assume, is the main reason that people were in arms over that. Don't want roosters down here disturbing the ambience of noise in the village.
Correct. Yeah. I mean, most villages in New York State don't allow roosters already. So we go kind of oddball for that.
Do we have a lot of them? Not roosters, but chicken farmers in the village?
There's more than you think.
I'm beginning to see that there's a fair amount of people that are raising chickens.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that became popular like COVID time. You know what I mean?
And then when the egg prices went kind of high right there.
Yep.
So do-it-yourself chicken coop.
That is true, yeah. A lot of people have chickens.
So where do we go from here?
So we're going to have a public hearing August 17th at 7 o'clock over at our boardroom. Just to talk about roosters. Again, nothing is on there about chickens or keeping chickens or for eggs or any of that kind of stuff. So
that's where it's going to be. The date again?
August 17th,
Well, that'll be something to look forward to right there.
So is there someone that's a resident rooster aficionado?
I don't know. That's a good question.
So, okay. Charles, you were at the meeting.
I was there.
Thoughts?
I know a lot of people take their chickens seriously. It's a very serious situation, and we don't set out to make light of it, but we do try to calm down the temperature of the nerves of people, you know, thinking their chickens are going to be taken away from them, and that's not what it's all about. It's about it's a noise ordinance with roosters. I tried to tell people this for the last 2 years, but the powers that be, there are people who like to stir the pot, and that sells, well, not papers, but it
news, you know.
Yeah, it's newsworthy.
It's kind of cropping up again and again, and there's a lot of misconceptions and fallacies that are creeping in there as well. Once you go and you start to see some of this stuff, because some of them don't understand the fact that this is not passed yet, correct?
Right.
Yeah.
So it's still got to go somewhere.
Just at the talking about, you know, obviously public hearing, come and say what you want about it. And then after the public hearing, we'll see what the board decides to do, if anything.
There you go. So sounds like that's one and done at this point.
Yeah. And then, you know, like I said, all it's up right now is just the discussion on roosters, mainly over the noise problem. So,
is there a noise problem?
It depends who you ask. You know what I mean? Obviously, there's people that have complained about it, and other people that love their roosters. So,
how many people are showing up to support this right now? I see a lot of activity on Facebook, but yeah, you know, where does it go?
There was, I don't know, 20 people at the meeting Monday night. So,
and those are people who are concerned about their chickens. People who the complaints were made against, they never show up.
Never?
Never.
Yeah, not usually, no.
Okay. Well, it sounds interesting when all is said and done. I wonder how this is going to pan out. Will it be chickens next, or are we just going to stop at roosters?
Well, that's always a good question. I mean, I don't think there's any plan to expand it, but okay. I know we've looked in the past at a more robust chicken law overall, you know what I mean, about actual backyard chickens, and that kind of died out because, I don't know, I guess there wasn't an appetite to keep
going. I think there's a major concern about the residents thinking board members are taking too much time with this chicken thing. There's other concerns in the village that need to be taken care of over the chickens, and it's, yeah, that's true. I mean, barking dogs, that's not a real issue. They try to compare that to the roosters. The train that goes by and gets stuck on the track, that's a concern.
That's quite a concern.
Broken,
yeah,
sidewalks, yeah. But the people who made this a big issue are some people who don't really need to worry about it because they've been raising their chickens correctly. It's just the thought of them losing their chickens, and it wasn't all about that. It wasn't about them losing chickens. It was a misconception. And like I said, people like to stir the pot and make things what they're not. So everybody's chickens are safe. I love chicken. I like eggs. I like dogs.
Good protein in them, huh?
Mm-hmm. I like the big boy that grows through.
The chicken's not the dogs. So let me paraphrase that.
When the village of Owego is not worrying about chickens or dogs barking or roosters crowing, what is the next big issue that the taxpayers in the village would like to have you address? Well, do you know?
That's a good question. I'm kind of happy that the big issue is chickens and dogs barking, and because that probably means,
is that a diversion? You know? Do you think there's a subculture out there that's building up a case for the village? I mean, like I asked you when you came in right away, what are you doing with the pit?
Right.
I mean that's so visible, but there are probably things that are stuck in people's craw about the village, but you're not hearing any of that.
Well, nobody talks about the blinking light anymore.
Remember, I know, that? Right?
That's
stop sign now.
Yeah. Well, that's kind of gone away.
Sometimes time heals wounds.
So you're thinking that it kind of is diverting people's attention from other things.
I wonder, you know, because sometimes silence is golden, but sometimes silence, there's something going on that we don't know about that we should be ready for if, you know, if it comes to an issue.
Yeah.
Well, there it is. So what are other issues around the village right now? We still got the pit that's open over there.
Yep. So they're working on that as far as the art to, you know, put in front of the pit. So I know they're manufacturing that off site, and then they'll bring that toward the end of the summer and install it. So,
okay.
So that'll get dressed
and that,
up.
And that'll wrap up the, DRI or whatever they call that thing.
Yes. Yeah. That's the last project.
DWI.
DWI. Yeah.
That's a different thing.
You're close, but that's about where you are right now.
Are we remodeling any buildings? The police station in good shape? Is that?
Yeah, so we're working on a grant right now to fix up the police station. They're doing a lot of brickwork. So that was another topic Monday night as they ran into some issues, as always, because it's an old building. But so we talked about some of that.
Has anybody ever thought of when you know, to put up a new building?
We have thought of that, yeah. It hasn't, you know.
I mean, that thing has been, since I'm a kid, it's been the police station, yep. And it's like every couple administrations, it's time to redo it or redo the judge's chamber, yep. Or we have to put a holding cell in, or the parking is not right, or whatever. The building is old. That building has been old forever.
That is true.
You know, and instead of all these Band-Aids that keep going on these buildings, why don't we offer up a, what would you call it, a referendum, something to say, I mean, the firemen go out, here you go. Small community, the fire department goes out, the hose team goes out, and they build a shed to put their pumper in. Mm-hmm. They redo the monument in the park.
Yep.
They do all this stuff in the community, and it's off the community's back. They just do it. Why can't we get some energy like that to put a new municipal, you've got the new municipal building.
Yep.
Why couldn't you put a police station right next to it?
Well, that's what we were kind of, you know, I mean, if you think about it, police station, you could combine it with fire, EMS. You know,
all that whatever. Stuff, yeah. But I mean, you know, but you go ahead, we'll go ahead and we'll rework a building that the bricks are falling off.
Yeah, I mean, the historic buildings are nice, but they are a lot of maintenance, especially on
that's
a village
budget.
That's
not on the rolls, is it? That's not a landmark building or anything, is it?
It's historic, yeah. So the grant we got is through the Parks Historic Preservation. So
bingo. How about the Marvin Park pool? It was closed a few times last week, I noticed.
Yeah, we had some, you know, smoke. Canadians closed us down for the smoke.
Oh, is that why you closed it? Because of the Canadian wildfire smoke.
That's right, yeah.
Well, who would have known, you know?
I know, right?
That was ugly.
That was not on our list. That was on a couple years ago list.
Now, we were encountering that in Rochester where I was in the hospital.
Yeah.
And it was a real thing. It was all brown out there. Yeah. You couldn't see anything, and it smelled like you were behind the campfire.
Right.
Yep.
It made the sunsets look beautiful when they were.
Oh, yeah.
That's true. I've seen a lot of pictures online.
He found a line of gold. He found a ribbon of beauty.
Yeah, there you go.
We closed, you know, obviously, we want to keep everybody safe, and especially our lifeguards, we have to sit out there for 12 hours.
Yeah.
Their eyes were burning. You should see the text messages I got. Yeah.
I can imagine.
So what do we got coming up towards as the summer bends around the corner here?
Yeah, so I was just talking to the chief. So we're doing National Night Out this year. We've skipped it the last couple of years because it lined up with the fair. But the fair is a week later this year. So it is August 4th at Marvin Park from 5 to 9. And they've got...
What do you call on that?
National Night Out. So it's the same night all over the country. Everybody has like a little thing.
The police department did it last year.
Yeah. We haven't done it in probably 2 or 3 years.
That's not the campfire, is it?
No, that's coming up. I'll tell you about that in a minute. But that's not the bonfire.
Okay.
But it's going to look and feel kind of similar. He's got the state police helicopter coming for a landing. They're doing some fireworks. And then he's going to have food and then more like touch a truck, you know, all of our equipment out there and stuff like that to check it out. So.
Sounds like it's pretty good.
That'll be a fun time. So 5 to 9, August 4th at Marvin Park.
Anything else upcoming?
And then later in the, you know, after the summer, October 16th from 5 to 8:30 is the bonfire one. So that will have, you know, fireworks again, hot air balloon, helicopter landings, that kind of stuff, you know, all our normal bonfire activities.
Oh, yeah. We got to get Lou and I up in that balloon.
That would be fun.
Excuse me?
We got to get us up in that balloon.
I've been in one.
Speak for yourself, Lone Ranger.
Only tied to the ground, though.
As long as it's tethered.
Yeah.
I might go if it was tethered.
That's the way I've been in.
But I'm not going up in one. Turn me loose. Get me a break.
That'd be kind of fun, though.
It definitely would be.
Yeah. You're at the mercy of the wind.
Wherever it takes you.
I know.
What goes up must come down.
Yeah.
You just think you're not going to come down, or you're going to come down somewhere else?
Come down
in
some farmer's field
somewhere.
Chicken coop.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be fun if I go and I take a balloon ride? Here, we'll just loosen this cord a little bit, see what it does.
Yeah.
What happens if this is unhooked?
Yeah, right.
And you start drifting off into the... Come on.
Maybe they're laughing pretty good, for sure. Absolutely.
Somebody missed the knot class.
You know, those are special. Those are special events, though.
Yeah.
That night out and then the appreciation night or whatever you call it.
And, I mean, it's all free for the community.
They get a lot of people go to those.
Yep. Absolutely, they do. So it's pretty good overall. Anything else on the agenda or pretty good?
No, I mean, other than that, you know, normal stuff. So,
then we got the fair. You got the
fair's coming up that next week of August there, the second week. So,
excellent. Well, very good. We're going to start wrapping things up here. Parting thoughts, Lou?
No, good luck with the chickens and roosters.
Yeah, I know, right?
You know?
We hope that all goes well for you.
Hopefully.
And any parting thoughts today, Mike?
No, I mean, thanks for having me on. You always, you know, we started doing our monthly thing a long time ago, so I think the people like that.
Would you take a day off today?
Well, I'm eventually going to work.
You're on an appointment. Yeah. You're on an appointment schedule. Didn't mean to get you in trouble.
Yeah, exactly. So there you are.
That's fine.
Well,
I'll make it up
Friday.
Later.
Friday's his normal day off.
Yeah, I'll make it up Friday.
I'm sure you will.
And Gerald's morning thought?
I just want to say, Matt, you are an icon. I've grown up in the city. I've met lots of TV and movie personalities. But here, you're my icon. You're my personality. And it's a pleasure listening to your voice. You're the voice. And I told you I listen to you every morning.
Well, thank you
much. You're my cup of coffee.
I'm sure it's a good-sized cup of coffee, too. Parting thoughts, Lou?
Happy days. Happy days are here again, you guys. It's always good to have you come in. And we can joke and laugh about what's going on in our beautiful little community here in the Southern Tier.
Our own piece of heaven right in our own backyard.
We've got it right here.
It takes
absolutely
a village.
Well, thank you all for coming down today, and we'll look forward to a visit coming up next month. It's 9:40. This is the WEBO Morning Show.